Well, hey everybody, welcome back. I am now doing episode 3, and depending on when you're listening to this, what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to start, at least, by trying to answer a question that a friend of mine had about she wants to sell her books, she wants to sell her shirts, and then she wants to upsell coaching, kind of an interesting combination. And she doesn't want to, or she probably doesn't have a lot of time to build out, you know, very difficult sites. I mean, she doesn't do this every day. And probably, you know, she fits the kind of person that we work with pretty much on a daily basis, right? People who have to do some of these things for themselves and don't necessarily want to pay an agency to do this. Before I go on, I just want to mention that, you know, if you've got any kind of light electrical that you need to have done, or plumbing, a friend of mine is probably about the best there is. Bo Bettinger is every time I've had, you know, the opportunity to call him to our home, nothing but dependable. And I guess the thing that's really helped me the most is that, you know, whatever he says, you know, I know, you know, he's telling me the truth. I know he's not, you know, I know he's honest. And so if you've got something, give Bo a call at 717-213-1751, or you can visit his website at mrbo.com. Again, that's for any light electrical or plumbing job that you have. If you're looking for an honest guy, call Bo Bettinger. Again, 717-213-1751. Okay, so let's talk about this idea of about having these three different things that you're looking to sell, and you're trying to just find a place to do it, and maybe you're not tech savvy to do it. And I'm not saying that she's not tech savvy. She just doesn't have the time to invest in doing it, and probably doesn't necessarily want to get tied up with an agency right now. Totally understand that. So there are a couple of platforms to do this on. And probably the one that's most accessible in terms of making it easy, and one that I recommend looking at, and one I recommended her look at, would be Shopify. And that's because Shopify can kind of bring together all three of these things that would seem to be dissimilar, that you can kind of put on one site made for shopping. The other thing about Shopify is going to be that they will help you to be able to set up payment. So in other words, somebody comes to a site, they're going to put in their credit card, they're going to pay, you know, they're going to use their PayPal, whatever the case is, and all that's going to be processed by Shopify. Now, honestly, I mean, you are going to be paying Shopify a fee in order to do that. But again, you know, if it means a difference between you making a sale and not making a sale, even if you have to pay them a fee, then that fee is going to be almost just the cost of doing business. Now, obviously, you know, when she's got more time to put into this, then maybe she's going to want to build out her own site. And one of the things that I want to talk about here in a future episode is, even as she does Shopify, and Shopify has what they call a blog setting. And I would almost recommend that she don't use that blog setting. I'm going to talk about what I'm going to recommend, you know, in a future episode. But the other thing about this is that, you know, she talked about the fact that what she wants to do is to upsell coaching, right? So it's not just that she wants to, you know, sell all three of them together. She could put them all three of them together on the site. But what she wants to do is, when someone buys something, you know, maybe they buy her book. Maybe she might want to sell a course with it. And there's some processes that, you know, you can kind of go through in order to upsell the coaching. What I'm going to recommend that you do is to make sure that you come to our Thursday workshops, where I've got more time to talk about this and actually show you how this is done. And the Thursday workshops, you can sign up for them at extremebusinessmakeover.com. Now, extremebusinessmakeover.com is spelled with an X and not an EX, so you have to spell it extremebusinessmakeover.com. It's actually in the show notes. If you're looking at this on Blog Talk Radio, you can just go to that site, put your name and email address in, and then I will send you notice of and a link for the Thursday workshop, where I'll be able to demonstrate some of these things. You'll be able to ask some of your own questions. Also, on Saturday, we will be doing a call-in show. So if you've got questions and you just want to talk through them, I'm going to be hanging out for about 30 minutes, and you can ask your question there, and you can talk to me directly, and I'll be happy to answer your question on our Saturday call-in show. So once again, just take a look at the show notes, depending on when and how you're seeing this. And we're going to kind of walk through this process for the rest of this week. I'm going to kind of talk you through what you would do if you have this unusual situation where you've got clothing, you've maybe got a book, and maybe you want to upsell some coaching. And this is going to be a case where something like even Amazon is not necessarily a good fit. I know that's mostly our on Amazon, but you know, this person that I'm talking about has a warm market already. I mean, there are people who are already familiar with her. And you know, if she were going to look for people who were unfamiliar with her and people who were not in her market or people who did not know her, I would almost suggest that there was a way to do this on Amazon. Maybe we can actually talk through that. But because she has a warm market and because the people that are going to come to her, they're probably going to find out about her through social media. They're probably going to find out about her through, you know, her speaking and just other associations. Having these things on the site are going to make it easy for you. Now, obviously, there's going to be a fee that you're going to have to pay Shopify. Shopify is not going to be free. However, I think the cost is minimal. You might, you know, if you look at their pricing, I think as the point at which I'm recording is, I think it's $29 for their basic plan. And so, you know, part of my questioning of her was, you know, is $29 going to be reasonable, you know, for her to go ahead and set up? So we'll talk about some other options this week as to how you can do it. I'm going to suggest that if you're looking to do something like this or similar and you're listening, start by looking at Shopify. So once again, I'm going to sign off right now. Again, we're going to just warm up to what this show is going to be. You are going to hear interviews with local businesses. So if you're here in Central PA, then what I really do want to do during this pandemic is, you know, Laurel and I, we're really trying to not only direct some of our business there, but we want to feature some of these people so you know about them. And, you know, as much as we can highlight people that, you know, are probably not going to be in the Patriot News or probably not going to be in Central Penn Business Journal. These are going to be small businesses that are maybe too small to hit the radar, but really could really use our business and are good people. I want to make sure that, you know, we know about those people and you know about those people if you're in Central PA. Lastly, if you're not in Central PA, do not hesitate still to come to the Thursday workshop, right? So still come. I mean, there's going to be a lot there available for you too, so that, you know, if you're trying to, you know, build an online business or you're trying to extend your business online, that's going to be for you too. And you'll find help also with it. So with that, thank you very much, everybody. I'm going to sign off. Once again, any light plumbing or electrical, any light electrical or plumbing, hit up MrBo.com. Call Bo at 717-213-1751. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.